grannies, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get long, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Dick Huddleston at the hotel discussing Lum. Listen.
I guess Lum feels pretty bad about finding out that Trixie's a member of that gang of jewel thieves, don't he, Abner?
No. He still says he don't believe that she's got anything to do with them.
Why, she's bound to. I thought all along that she was connected with them. But after you seen her up there in her room with the midget and the two old maids and all of them yesterday, well, there's no doubt in my mind about that.
Why, no, there ain't none in mine either. I'm just sort of afeard that Lum will get himself into a batch of trouble by associating with her, too.
Why, sure. He's so crazy about her, he'd do almost anything she told him to, I reckon.
Oh, yes. He'd jump right off the top of a hotel, as she suggested.
Well, howdy, Cedric.
Hi, Mr. Dick.
Well, by George. What are you so dressed up about today?
Oh, nothing. I just thought I'd order to dress myself up now since I got my new job.
New job?
Yeah, Cedric's assistant manager now.
Yep.
Well, that's fine. I hadn't heard about that, Cedric. You fellas change jobs around here so much, I can't keep up with you.
Well, see, I'm the manager now, and Cedric's assistant manager, and Lum's the bellboy.
Lum's the bellboy.
Well, me and him traded jobs yesterday.
Well, I declare. That bellhop job here pays pretty good, don't it?
Oh, my, yes, Lord, life. These guests here just throws money away. Tip you for any little old thing you do for them.
Yeah, I made $4 just that one day I had it.
Oh, I wouldn't have given the job up at all if my health hadn't have been so bad.
Your health?
Oh, yeah. Mom said the work was too hard for me. Said I had to run up and down the stairs too much carrying them heavy pitchers of ice water. So he let me be the manager, and then I sold the bellhopping job to Cedric here.
Well, I was here when you made that trade. What's the reason you didn't keep it, Cedric? Didn't you like the job?
Oh, yeah, I liked the job fine, but Mr. Lum said I never would get no place just being a bellhop. And he was interested in me making a success out of myself, but he let me be the assistant manager, and he taken over the bellhopping job.
Oh, I think I understand why, too. Don't you fellows know that he... Wait a minute, here he comes. I'll tell you some other time.
Tell us what some other time?
Lum, if you don't look a sight with that outfit on.
Oh, what's the matter with it?
Well, I thought Abner looked funny in that uniform, but I believe you got him beat. It's too little for you, Lum.
Well, yeah, it is a little tight, all right.
Little tight? I don't see how you get your breath. How'd you ever get it buttoned up, anyway?
Cedric helped me get in it.
Yeah, we like to never got him in it. I had to use a button hook on it.
He wants to sneeze, Lum. Them buttons would pop off of that coat and hit the walls all around here. Sound like a hailstorm.
Yeah, turn the other way. Don't be pointing yourself at me, Lum.
Let me sit down. I'm tired. Last time I'm going to take any ice water up to them old maids, I'll tell you that. If they want any more ice water, they can come after it themselves.
What's the matter?
Well, I handed the pitcher to them, and they said thank you and shut the door.
Oh?
Or they just doused it right in their face. That's what I ought to did.
Well, I could have told you them two never do give no tips, Lum.
Yeah, I run all the way up them stairs trying to give them quick service, and thank you, boy. Do I look like a boy to you fellas?
I'd hate to tell you what you do look like, Lum.
Now, listen here, Dick Huddleston.
Yeah, for me,
I may
too.
Be a bellhop and all that, but it's honest work, and I aim to be respected accordingly.
Oh, well, now, I didn't mean to make you mad, Lum.
Well, it's getting on my nerves. Everybody's judging me about being the bellhop.
What does Trixie think about you being the bellhop?
Well, she don't know nothing about it. She ain't saw me in my uniform yet.
Cedric, for goodness sakes, wake up.
Where am I? Oh, yeah.
Bogus. Every time you sit down for 5 minutes, you drop off to sleep.
I was dreaming I was managing a hotel in New York.
Well, you'll never manage nothing sleeping that way. I'll tell you that right now.
Wait a minute. There's the buzzer. Who is it?
Room 206.
Hot dog. That's the one I've been waiting for. Them's the ones that's handy with their tips.
Yeah. Manager Peabody talking. Yes, sir. I'll send the boy right up.
There you go with that boy business again. What do you want?
Ice water, 206.
Okay, coming up. This is a call I've been looking forward to all day.
Yeah, sir, old Lum sure worked the shenanigan on you fellas.
Well, what do you mean, Dick, shenanigan? Why, talking you out of that job of bell hopping. Well, he never talked us out of it. See, my health just wouldn't permit me to keep it, and Lum was nice enough to let me be the manager so I wouldn't have no hard work to do.
Well, when did you first notice your health being so bad, Abner?
Oh, Lum got to noticing how bad I was looking. He sort of examined me and found out I had blood pressures and one thing or another. I hadn't even noticed it myself.
That's just what I thought. He told you that he was interested in your future, did he, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. He was awful nice. Said I would get nowhere being a bellhop, so he let me be assistant manager just to sort of help me out.
He helped you out, all right. Helped you right out of a bellhop job so he could get it for himself.
For himself?
Why, sure. Can't you see that, Abner? You fellas are making so much money out of it, he wanted the job. That's the best job in the hotel.
Well, I wondered why he was so interested in me all of a sudden.
Reckon he made up all them ailments that he said I had.
Why, sure he did, Abner. Ain't nothing wrong with you.
Well, Dad, blame his ornery hide. I'll just make him trade back with me. That's what I'll do.
Well, I don't believe you'll ever be able to do that, Abner. He wanted that job too bad to ever give it up now.
So we'd order law to him. That's what I ought to do.
We start ahead and I told him how much I was making now.
Hey, wait a minute. I've got an idea. I believe it'll work, too.
What's that, Dick?
Well, you ought to give Lum a dose of his own medicine. See, he tricked you.
He's sick?
No, but he tricked you out of the job, and if I was you, I'd just make it as hard on him as you can. Make some new rules around here for the bellhop.
What do you mean, new rules?
Well, you're the manager now, Abner. Why don't you just make up some new rules that'll make that bellhopping job so hard that Lum won't want it?
Oh, he'd be so mad as a hornet again. Sure.
Get that pencil and paper there, Abner.
Yeah, sure.
Help you make out a list here of what all he's supposed to do. Now, don't you tell him that I had anything to do with it.
Oh, no. We won't say a word about you, Dick.
And let's see now. First thing, I tell you, you ought to make him get up about 5 o'clock in the morning and keep him here till midnight.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll set that down.
Make him get in all the stove wood for the Widder Abernathy to cook with, too. He's been making me do that.
Yeah, that's a good one, Cedric. That's a good one.
All right, let me get that down here. Get in all wood. Now, what else now?
Yeah, let's see here. Oh, I see. Make him stand there by the front door and open it for everybody that goes in and out.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, say, I've got it. This will make him give up the job, I know. Make it a rule that from now on there's no tipping allowed here in the hotel.
Oh, Lord, that'll just plumb kill him.
You mean not let him take no tips for running errands and such as that?
Why, no. You can put signs up all over the hotel. Ask the guest not to tip the bellhop. Let's see now, what else?
Oh, here he comes down the stairs now.
Oh, well, that'll be enough. Now, you tell him about that. Act real hard ball with him, too.
Yeah, I will if I can keep from laughing.
Yeah, there's half a dollar, just like falling off a log. Talk about easy money. Get up, Abner, and let me sit down.
Mr. Peabody to you, boy. I don't like this familiarity. Stand up there. I got a few things to say to you.
Well, just a minute here. Who do you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to the bellboy, and I don't want no back talk neither. Dogie, your work ain't been satisfaction around here, son. I might just fire you.
Fire me? Well, you can't do that.
All right, Dogie, I'll show you I'm the manager here now.
Dick, he couldn't do that, could he?
I don't know, Lum. He's the manager, all right.
All right, what is it you want?
Well, I want to read... Stand up straight there. Yeah, it's better. I want to read the rules to you so you know what you're supposed to do around this hotel.
I know the rules.
Them is the old rules, boy. Here's the new ones. First, the bellhop must get here at 5 o'clock sharp in the morning and stay till 12 high midnight.
5 o'clock? I won't do it. All right, grannies?
We'll get another boy. We can get another boy.
All right. I'll get here at 5.
That's better. Stand up straight now. Now, from now on, the bellhop must get in all the cook wood that the Widder Abernathy uses in the kitchen.
Now, that's carrying things too for her. I
next week, there'll be a new boy around here, I believe.
All right. What if?
Well, sir, when you ain't busy at nothing else, the bellhop must stand by the front door and open it and close it for everybody.
Huh?
And then the mainest rule is this. From now on, there'll be no tipping allowed in this hotel.
You mean the bellboy can't accept no pay for running errands?
No, sir, no tipping allowed. Can't take no money from the guests.
Grannies, you can just get another boy then. I'm quitting right this minute, and that's retroactive.
Well, I'm on to what you done, Lum. You tricked me out of that job. If you don't want to work under them rules, why, I'll be glad to trade back with you. You can be the manager, and I'll be the bellhop like we started out.
Well, looks like there ain't nothing left for me to do. But I think it's a mean trick you're pulling on
me. It ain't no worse than the one you pulled on me to get the job. Now, come on, Outlaw. Let's not have no hard feelings over it now. You tricked me, and then I turned around and tricked you. So let's just shake hands, forget it.
All right.
Yeah, good evening.
We're traded back now.
Yeah.
I'm the manager, and you're the bellboy.
Right back where we started. Well, maybe I'll just tear them rules up now. We won't need them no
more. Well, I don't know, Abner. I'm the manager now, and I think them new rules you made are good ones.
Good ones?
We'll just leave them stand. Recollect, be here in the morning at 5 o'clock sharp. And no tipping allowed.
Well, it's getting hard to follow the rapid turnover in personnel at the Mountain View Inn, and none of the jobs look very attractive anymore. So be sure to join us again in our next regular transcribed visit down in Pine Ridge.